grant us help in looking into his word, and the word that I desire to speak from you will find in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and the latter part of verse 12. The latter part of verse 12 in chapter 4 in Ecclesiastes. I'll read all the verse. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Well, how I came by that text, I believe that on Monday evening, when Mr. Boddish was praying, that word came to me about a three chord, that union which exists between God and those that follow in their measure and endeavour to keep his word. And I felt that what is declared in Matthew's Gospel, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And if you remember that Norman in his prayer mentioned it, I felt, what a union. It's a blessed thing, isn't it, to be brought in union one with another. And what the Lord has declared in his word, if two of you are agreed, it shall be done. And these shalls and wills, you know, in his word, will be to those that look to him and seek after him, that he may be one with them. They stand, yes, those shells and wills, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. You know, sometimes we come into many difficulties and trials, and we oftentimes wonder, don't we, where the scene is going to end. But you know, if we're led by his Spirit and we come into these difficulties and these trials, we should be brought, you know, to look to him, that he may uphold and strengthen us in these things and not rebel against them. There's many a one, you know, when they've come into trouble, they've been, as shall we say, in their own ideas and their own ways, they've been Christians, as anybody perhaps would have thought, the way they walk. But when they've come into trials and troubles, how they've rebelled against God. And I know of a family that when the Lord dealt with them, they removed one of their children in death. And they said, well, he's a God of love, why should he do this? And they rebelled and left. And I don't know whether they ever returned again. But you know, the most blessed place is to be brought, as we read of in his word regarding Paul and Silas, we read, don't we, of when they was, what they'd done. If you read the story in chapter 9 of the Acts of the Apostles, it says, when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. And then regarding Lydia, and here we haven't got the time to go through that, but this is what I want to come to. When they, the soldiers, rose up and took Paul and Silas and beat them and cast them into prison, put their feet in the stocks, very painful place to be in, isn't it? And but you know, at midnight they sang, didn't they? At midnight they was able to sing and praise God for the what had happened. And how the Lord brought that jailer. He thought, well, and there was an earthquake as well, great earthquake. How the Lord spoke in that earthquake. How the Lord dealt with that jailer. He thought that there was all the prisoners and prison doors flung open and everybody had fled. Now he was going to take his own life. But you know, with all that Paul and Silas had gone through, you just think, there they was in the stocks, how the Lord brought them humbly before him to praise and to sing at midnight. And the Lord does. That's how he deals. Because the Lord was with them. There was a threefold union there, wasn't there? They knew the Lord was with them. Nothing could hold them. No prison can hold those of whom the Lord deals with in that way and manner. And we also read, don't we, regarding those two that was on the road to Emmaus, how sad they was. And how the Lord drew near to them, didn't he? And how they questioned as he drew near to them. They didn't know who he was. If I can know. Find that now. And the Lord does, you know, when the Lord draws near, and one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou a stranger in Jerusalem? Has not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and their rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of their company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And then he goes on, and then he declares to them, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And their eyes were open, they knew him. Ah, what a great favour it is to be in the way where the Lord will meet with us and go before us. For then, you know, we can endure all things, can't we? For his name's sake, if the Lord is with us. And that's what we desire. If you, because you know, Christianity is a reality. It's these things that we walk through and know to be real, real things. Where the Lord meets with his people and guides them and opens up to their understanding these things to them. And it's only the Lord that can, and it's only him that does. We have these cases left upon record, how different the situation is, isn't it, when the Lord appears. You can bear all things then. We also read, don't we, regarding Ruth and Naomi, how the Lord worked in Ruth's heart, Naomi in and of herself. She had nothing to offer, had she? No, nothing to offer Ruth. There she was, coming back out of Moab. She'd lost her husband, her two sons, and she was going back empty. And Ruth no doubt could see in Naomi something which she desired after. And now she was led to leave her family and all those near and dear to her and follow Naomi. The threefold cord there was there, wasn't it? She could see that Naomi possessed something which she desired after. And she was led to follow her and to go with her. And to, no doubt, she felt in her heart that longing, that desire to have which Naomi had. To have one that could and would provide for them. You, no doubt you have read the outcome of it. How she was led to Boaz, who was a lively type with the Lord Jesus. And she was married to him, wasn't she? Is that our desire to walk in that way whereby the Lord will walk with us and be with us and lead us and guide us, that we may know and feel that he is our God, and they are going through all these many difficulties and trials and troubles and tribulations, not to be left to rise up in rebellion over them. If left to ourselves, we shall, but to be brought humbly before him, that he might go with us and lead us and guide us in that way which is right in his sight. You know, we can't lead ourselves, we can't find our own pathway. We need him to find and do all things for us. And we need him to put within our hearts those right desires and longings after these things. For our desires oft times are not towards him, are they? If we're honest with ourselves, no, they're farther and farther from him. But we need him, and we need to be often in prayer before him, seeking that he may plant within our hearts those right desires and longings after him, that he may go before us and be with us. And what a threefold there was with Jonathan and David. Otherwise they would not have been led in the same path as I was led in. And David declared that the love that Jonathan had towards him surpassed the love of women. That love, because there was a threefold union there. But the Lord was with them. Is it that which we desire, that the Lord may go with us and be with us? And I do hope and pray that it will be. With those that now shortly are going to be joined together, what a blessed partnership that will be, to have the Lord guiding and keeping you and upholding and strengthening you, that one that can provide all things for us, that one that can plant within our hearts that love to him and to his ways and to his laws and his commandments. That's what we need. We need the Lord to put these things within our hearts, to follow him and to seek after him, that we may be found as true disciples. For without him we shall perish and be lost forever. He must become the one thing needful in all that we do. And we won't be able to please him in and of ourselves, because we have as we earn only. And our pastor was speaking regarding those two natures. We have these two natures within us, but we need the old nature subdued within us, and to have that right spirit planted within us, and to have that true and living faith to believe and to trust in him, cast all our cares and all our concerns into his kind and gracious hands, then all will be well. To be found at his feet, pleading with him. And then whatever trial or whatever any tribulation or those things that the Lord does see fit sometimes to bring his children into, we shall be able to endure and seek his help and guidance in them, that his name may be glorified. For his name will be glorified, and that will be the one aim and object of one that is born of the Spirit, that one that is born again, that is made a real Christian, one that is able to leave all things into his hands and know no will but his. We cannot of ourselves. Now we want to go our own way if left to ourselves. But we have to be brought to realize and understand that there's only one place and one place alone to be brought to, His will and His will alone for all things. To be made as a humble suppliant at His blessed feet, seeking His guidance in all things, that His name will be glorified, that we shall be enabled to honour and praise and bless His holy name. As we read, as I said, regarding Saul and Silas, although the trouble and trial they was in, they was able to sing praises unto their God. No, they'd offered up prayers before, and the Lord had heard their prayer. And the Lord will, He will, if we are sincere in our prayers, He will answer us in a way which no doubt oft times will amaze us. You know, come to my mind, when we had our Susan, and we had to return her to the hospital. It was on one Sunday morning. My wife and I, we was going towards the bus because we hadn't got a car then. And going towards the bus, those words came to me of the hymn writer. A sovereign protector of high, unseen, yet forever at hand. Well, we got into the hospital and my wife took Susan into the doctors, and you know, it's something that I shall never forget. As I was waiting in that waiting room, I felt the overshadowing of His wings over the old building. It broke my heart to think. You know, when we are brought to realize what we are, that we are so undeserving of the least of His mercies for all our sins, for our forgetfulness, yet God was there and with us. I felt the overshadowing of His wings over the old building, a threefold union. Yes, God was there. And who can harm you? None can harm us if we be followers of that which is good. So therefore we must be true followers of Him. Yes, we must be brought to leave these worldly things, because you know there's no room for flesh. We have to be brought as humble suppliants at His blessed feet, empty, ruined and undone. It's not very easy for our flesh. Our flesh dislikes the way. But that is the way the Lord brings His people, and then He blesses them. Yeah, blesses them indeed. With those blessings that we read of those prophets of old. Those that was oft times no doubt in prayer and supplication. Do you desire that the Lord may be with you, go before you, grant to you that help and that guidance, that you may be enabled to serve Him, the true and the living God? He who rules and reigns, He who made the universe, He who holds all things in His hands. There's nothing, no, that He has not made, that is made. He made all things. And the gold and the silver and the cattle upon His thousand hills. Yet oft times we murmur, don't we, and complain about things. But oh, to be brought humbly with that true humility at his blessed feet and seek his help and guidance in all things, that he may teach us and instruct us in that right way which leads to eternal life, that he may go before us, be our helper, be our guide, be our strength. Here we do need, when we are brought to realize what we are in and of ourselves, poor, helpless, sinful creatures, sometimes cannot reproduce one good thought. And then, you know, if we are brought there, we should know something of that which I feebly spoke of on the Sabbath day, of those streams that flow from that river. There is a river, the river of his love. We should be partakers of those streams. You know, I never thought until one dear friend said to me that, naturally speaking, those the streams run into the river, but these streams run from the river. Ah, from that one source, his love, the love of God. And what love, to send his only begotten Son into this world. You can understand, can't you, really, when we are brought to realize, as I spoke to one this afternoon at the home, when the Lord Jesus expired upon the cross, when it was gross darkness, the sun refused to shine. Well, when we come to consider the sufferings of our dear Redeemer upon that cross, yet he has, in his mercy and his love to his people, brought them to seek after him, and then he has promised to be with them. I will be with thee in all places, whithersoever thou goest. And he will be. As I said, regarding when he expired upon the cross, God, he was his only begotten Son. He could not look upon him. No, therefore, the sun refused to shine. Though he was suffering there for his redeemed people, yet, as we read in his word, that three cord is not easily broken, and it won't be broken if he is with you. If he is walking with you, oh, may we have that desire and that longing that he may be with us continually in all our troubles and distresses, in all our temptations and sorrows, and that he will lead us and guide us more and more into the truth of him, that we may realize and understand how needful it is to be found following him, to be a true follower of the meek and lowly Jesus. Although oft times the Lord does bring his people into many trials and troubles, conflicts and sorrows, but he will never leave, no, he'll never leave his people. But he will, in his mercy and in his own time, draw near to them. He can calm the troubled spirit, for oft times we are troubled, aren't we? Will one has said in his word, will he be favourable no more? has he clean gone forever? Ah, he never leaves those that are brought with those sincere desires after him. No, he will be with them, which is declared and we sung in that hymn. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And also in that hymn, what it says regarding the church, who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Is there a better place to lean than to lean upon him and to seek his help? Oh, may we be brought there to lean and to seek him in all that we do, that we may be found as true disciples of his. And then we shall be brought like Paul and Silas to sing unto him and praise and bless his holy name, to feel him to be near us, although perhaps in trouble like they was. What a mercy being able then to praise and bless him through all our troubles and afflictions and our sorrows, to know that he is formed in our hearts the hope of glory, that our feet are upon that rock Christ Jesus. There's no other foundation. No, there's only one foundation whereby we shall stand the test. Yes, there's only one. May he then be made known unto us. May we be brought to realize and to understand how needful it is to know him and to follow him. Yes, because if we're not following him, we must be following the world. But there's only one way. Well, it's two ways, either following the world or following him. And we can't love him and love the world. We either love him one or the other. For he's a jealous God. He'll have all the heart or nothing. So we need our hearts made right, don't we? Yes, we need him to purge out those sins that are wrong within us, that we may be brought to realize and to know more of that threefold, that he is going before us, that he is leading us and guiding us, that he may be made known more and more to us as our Saviour, as our High Priest, as our Mediator, our Advocate. Oh, what a great High Priest he is, one that we can call upon at any time, one that neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's ever waiting to hear his children cry. Maybe we then be made diligent in seeking these things, and to know that he is with us and walking with us and leading us, and that we are not been left to ourselves. No, if we don't want to be left to ourselves, but we want him to go with us, that threefold cord then will not be broken. No, if he is with us, he will guide us and take us to heaven to be with him, which will be far better if we are found as those that have gone before, those that had their eyes up unto him, And like Abraham, he said he went out not knowing whither he went, but he saw a city which hath foundation, whose maker it was God. And his eyes were set on that, looking unto that city. Yes, that city that hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And that's where he looked, and that's where we must look if we are found as true followers of him, looking unto him continually for all our help and all our guidance in all things. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Closing in 1053. Lord divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, comfort every sinking heart.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion of thy blessed Spirit, abide with us each, both now and forevermore. Amen.